It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. My number one album for 2017 was Big Thief's Capacity. And in 2016, their album Masterpiece was in my top five. So when I heard that Adrian Lenker, Big Thief's singer and songwriter, had a new solo record, I was listening. The album's called Abyss Kiss, spelled as one word, all lowercase. It's a quiet affair, introspective and deep-reaching in its lyrics. Adrian's finger-picked guitar and ambient sound set the tone for the album's 10 songs. The record is co-produced with Luke Temple. You might know him from Here We Go Magic. It's out October 5th on Saddle Creek. The newest song released from Abyss Kiss is one called From. It's the sort of song I'm a sucker for, one where the words are open to interpretation, a song that paints pictures all the while remaining mysterious and oblique. It's what I often want from music, that feeling of being carried away by the tone and imagery in a song. Adrian Lenker had just arrived in Joshua Tree when we spoke by phone, and I asked her something I've been asking a lot of people lately. What is it that you want from music? What do you want music to do to you?
I feel the question for me is, what doesn't music do? Like, it's really such an all-encompassing thing for me. And I know that people perceive it and feel it and experience it so differently. And I suppose there's no like one way of experiencing it, or no way to know how it makes other people feel. And it's also kind of hard to describe and articulate, because it really feels out of body. Mm-hmm. It feels to me like it's something that connects my body with the more like intangible, ethereal, mysterious realm. And it feels like a bridge, like a portal. And I guess I don't really even choose. I can't really choose how I'm going to connect to music, I find. It just has to hit like a wave. Or just like wash over me and take me completely to some other space. Actually, now that I'm saying it too, I feel like it could take me out of my body. It could take me into the cosmos, or it also has the potential to bring me further into my body in a way too. So exploring the infinite, vast outward and inward realms involuntarily.
That's awesome. I always just say I want it to take me on a journey, and that could include all the things that you just said, and I think maybe that's why I connect so well with the music you make, because it's also the music you tend to want. If you could pick me a song, we'll play your music in a bit, but if you can pick me a song that isn't your music that fits that bill, I would love to play that for people.
Okay, yeah, the song is Black Chair by one of my favorite artists, Twain. And it's from the record Rare Feeling.
And you want to give people just a tiny bit of context of Twain? And he's an artist. I don't think he lives too far from where I am, or at least he used to live in Virginia, I think. Yeah,
Yeah, I think he's living out in Virginia right now. He's usually pretty transient and traveling, but he's been writing songs for a good while. And I met him when I first moved to New York. I saw him play, and it was one of those experiences where it just really shook me from my core. And I would see him kind of around New York City, and then one day we ended up playing a show together, and Buck from Big Thief, and I were in a duo, doing like this duo thing. And we asked him on a tour, and we booked a tour in our old RV. We went around and played shows, and really his music, with every show that I saw, and the more that I listened and the more that I listened, it just opened and opened. And like, there were just intricacies to it that, I mean, I feel like it's kind of a place that I can endlessly like explore myself through his songs. And it's a pretty cool feeling.
Let me play some. I'll play Black Chair. Thank you.
but you're losing me too. You're everything that I need, and if I were not such a greedy man, I could see it, man. Don't be scared, honey, don't be afraid. They only want to get paid. I only want to get closer to anything at all. Like a dream, wasting my last breath on schemes of love I'd seen too high above. I'm losing you, and I don't know what to do. How do you know it's the end? Best friend into your loneliness, into your loneliness, into your loneliness, into your loneliness.
Wow, there's a that line in the song, how can you lead your best friend into your loneliness? It's quite a line. And the whole song seems to lead there too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you just go away and levitate somewhere?
I did. I got choked up. Yeah. It's so incredible. I just think how Matt looks right at the thing and somehow this thing that has a darkness to it, like this empty, lonely feeling and the loss of something, it just makes, but it still feels like an embrace or like being held through that.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll play your music. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Adrian Lenker, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for NPR and the following message come from the Lagunitas Brewing Company, whose founder Tony McGee and brewmaster Jeremy Marshall want tasting their beers to be a musical experience.
You can think of a beer as an etude. You can think of a beer as a song.
You smell, you sip.
Those are some of the little high notes, you know, it hits your tongue as you start to get the feel of the groove that's going on. and then it spreads across your palate and up into your sinuses. You get the rest of the aromas, and then you swallow, and you get that flavor as it goes down your throat.
So when you exhale through your nose, you experience the beer again in a completely different way.
And there's a little aftertaste. That's a little song.
Almost like when you hear a tune, and then you think about it later, like the way a song can get stuck in your head.
The great thing about beer is you can't download it for free.
To discover how music plays a part in more than just great beer at Lagunitas, visit lagunitas.com/music.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Adrienne Lenker, singer and songwriter, has a new record out. You might know her from Big Thief. This new solo record is called Abyss Kiss. And there is nothing casual about your music, that's for sure. Yeah, sure, it's fun to hear a fun tune and stuff, but the stuff that sticks with me is the stuff that goes further down than the casual. I'd like to play the song From, and I'd imagine, and this is true of a lot of people who write stuff that's really deep and inward, that they don't want to talk about the specifics of like what the song means and stuff, but maybe we can get at, well, let's listen to it and see where we take it, because I really love this song, and I want to know more, but I also respect.
Well,
so we'll see.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
when you write, do you often write with intention, or do you let things happen and figure out what it all means later?
I think the second one.
it felt like it, and there's often more of a sense of wandering, or it dances around an idea when songs are done that way, and I like that.
Yeah, it really does come into meaning for me after the fact. Sometimes, I mean, really, when I'm writing something, it just feels right, and it feels like it's healing me, or it's like, it just helps me. It helps me, the process of writing, but sometimes I don't know exactly why or what it means. And then later it becomes clear, and it might be years later, or it might just be, you know, even this song, I've been sitting thinking what I'm going to talk about and how I'll talk about it. And not even just like asking myself, what is the meaning of this, of this song? And so what you said, sort of just, you said not dancing around something, but yeah, weaving through or around something, as opposed to just. Yeah.
There are clear images here. There, at least to my two ears and little brain, there's imagery that for me, I'll just say that it feels like somebody who is perhaps expecting a child, ear to the womb, and perhaps the father of this child isn't quite clear. I don't know. It's just, there's so much birth and death in so much of these songs, and those magic moments of which are true of both of those things. Is that an image?
You know, it's so beautiful to hear how another person, what it means for them, or how they perceive it. So that's really cool that you got that out of it. I honestly had never thought of, well, at least the father thing, because I suppose that would be like a tangible, that's really interesting, actually, because it perhaps does mean that in some way.
I mean, the line that made me think that, it says, wonder if she'll know, and talking about the child, baby's coming soon, wonder if she'll know where she's come from. And I assume that it was that the child was female in this case, and wondering who I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. In my own, I'm remembering things as we're talking about when I wrote it. And I remember that there's three verses. There are three verses, and the first is present, the second is past, and the third is future. The first verse is one ear to the ground, one dog at my neck, one tongue to my tongue, wanting to protect me from, and that's felt like, I remember when I was writing it, that felt like the present state that I was in. And then the second is one ear to the floor, my dog barking loud. I grew up with a dog. Her name was Betsy. She was with me for 15 years.
Wow.
Couldn't tell for sure where the screaming sound was coming from. And I don't know whether it was a physical screaming or like I could hear it, like an audible thing, or if I'm referring to the screaming inside myself or what it was, but I felt myself as a child in that verse, like remembering the rooms and the corridors, like the little rooms of a house, of like a physical structure that you spend your childhood, you spend your life with your family, and like there's so much that happens inside of that little shell. And I remember sometimes feeling like the walls were so, like there's just so much you could feel, and then so many moments of isolation and so many moments of just not knowing so much, you know, as a child, feeling so much, but things happen behind, you're not told everything. It's so interesting how much you can feel and sense from your parents or from the people around you, but no one really tells you what's going on.
And that speaks to that line about couldn't tell for sure where the screaming sound is coming from, because the screaming in this case for me was a feeling. It wasn't necessarily a scream. I don't know.
Yeah.
Song interpretations are funny.
They are. It's strange because even talking about it now, I'm like, am I locking it down into some meaning? I don't want to lock it down, you know?
No. I don't think I have these conversations a lot with people who write songs and they talk about what it means to them. Honest and truly, I'm going to just say, as one listener to a songwriter here, mm-hmm. I think people just take this stuff as it means to their lives. And you can tell me that this is a song about my dog who used to scream outside in the yard in my house. You're not saying that, but I'm just saying that when I, as a listener, listen to this song and I hear these lines, they just mean what they mean to me. And it's kind of cool to know where it came from, but it doesn't change for me. It doesn't change what the song means to me at the moment I first listened to it and where I am in my life and all that stuff. So I'll just saying that.
Cool. Well, that's good to hear. Cause sometimes I feel so hesitant to talk about my songs.
I get that. And that's fine. And I think sometimes even like, where were you? You were saying you remember where you were when you wrote it, and then I want to ask you about all these sounds that are going on in this song of it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I just wanted to say about the thought with the present, past, future thing.
Yeah.
I just realized that the last verse might actually be the further past. I wasn't sure if the third one was like me imagining myself with a child and like a puppy, the puppy being the symbolism of like, you know, the dog that I had, kind of like it goes from this screaming feeling to this very calming feeling, and this feeling like maybe I could transmute some of this turbulent energy that is inside of me and somehow like be like this gentle, like mother, and like be in touch with my gentle and just like painting this soft scene. But then part of me also thinks maybe that scene that I'm describing with the ear to the womb and the puppy is actually like before I was born. And it's like kind of folding in on itself. And and also just a feeling of having your ear to the ground. Like I've felt since I was a kid this desperate longing to be closer to I don't know what, just to anything that is just to something bigger, or just to be in like conversation with the mystery of everything. And I think that's the thing, is wondering where are we really coming from? Like, where do we really come from? We pop out into existence and we know that we die, and we know that we lose everyone that we love, and we know we even lose our own bodies. And what a paradigm, what a mystery. Like, it's so mind-blowing. And I think I've had this deep curiosity since I was a kid to really want to know, like, where does it come from? Where do I come from?
Sometimes the only thing that, for me, because in asking those questions of myself, is the only thing I can think of is just connect with people, connect with as much as you can. And I'll just say, I'll never have the answer, but
that would be cool if you did.
I'll give you a call.
Let me know. Yeah. Please.
I'll text you.
Okay, great.
No sweat.
Okay, sweet.
By the way, before we got on this line, and just to confirm the time and all, you sent me a note of I'm going to just say this. I don't know if we'll keep this in the interview, but you sent me a little note with like a okay sign and some sparkle and a butterfly. And I just want you to know at that moment that you wrote that I was fixing a little thing I bought. It was a rainbow catcher in the window. It's a little crystal that spins by solar power. And I was putting it on the window at NPR. And I sat down at my desk. The message came with the butterfly picture, and 30 seconds later, I swear to you, people in the office will tell you that this is true, a butterfly flew up into the window by my little rainbow catcher. That's all.
What?
I'm just going to say that, and it's true. It is. And
see,
so you go figure, is all I can say. It's like, go, I want to.
That's the thing.
Right. I want to understand. I can just enjoy the magic of it. I can try to dig deeper, but it just isn't. It made me smile so big. So that's all.
Letting the mystery be, I guess. That's beautiful.
Isn't it great?
It feels pretty wild and connected. And yeah, I think that's a sign that perhaps sometime in the next 24 hours, you're going to be receiving the answers from the cosmos.
Well, I'll text you.
Good. Yeah, anytime is fine for this question, for this one.
Okay, good. The sounds that I hear in this song, I almost felt like a kitten popped, like you're sitting in a kitchen and a little kitten popped up and knocked a spoon over or something. I mean, I don't know what these sounds are. And then there's the ethereal kind of sound, which I assume is maybe a musical instrument. But what are some of those sounds that are going on in the background of the song?
Well,
tell me it was a
kitten. In this case, yeah, Luke Temple is a kitten. Luke Temple is the kitten.
who people otherwise know as someone in Here We Go Magic would be one place. I know we've certainly played their music. And right.
Yeah, I remember the moment. It's interesting with this specific song. It's cool to talk about it because I remember this the process of this one more than others. And when we were recording it, I just had this wave of like, I'm ready now to play this. I just need to play it right now.
Are you in a studio where are you?
Oh yeah, we're in this place called Panoramic Studios in, I think it's Marin, although it's at least close to Marin County in Northern California. Really beautiful, right on the ocean. And this kind of like old wonky kind of castle house thing that this professor built. It's a really interesting space. And I was just in this giant open room. There were different options for where I could play, where I could record. But we set up my guitars and my little like station, my microphone in the biggest, like the big open room. And it just had one wall that was just all windows. I left my stuff set up there the whole week that we were there. And the way that we kind of did it was just, I would just kind of flow and play the songs that felt good to play. And I would just play them a few times and we would just choose one of the takes and then maybe add one or two elements, or if it didn't need anything, we wouldn't add anything. I really wanted to just capture things, and Luke also. We just wanted to capture things in their most natural forms, I guess. And there was this moment when I knew I was going to play From, and I had played it a couple times and I hadn't really been fully in it, and then suddenly I just felt like I needed to play it. So it was kind of an in-between moment, like Luke was going up to the kitchen to get something. I knew he was in the kitchen and not in the studio, so I knew that it was possible that he could walk through in the middle of it, but I just decided to play it. And
who hit the record button then?
Gabe Wax. He's the one who engineered it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was just the three of us there. And yeah, Luke was doing something in the kitchen. I think he was making some coffee or making some food. There were some little noises that appear that they were just impossible to take out. And it just felt like the right take of the song. So we just went with it.
And that ethereal sort of sound, is that the sound of the room or it feels like another instrument?
That's Gabe Wax and his magic with microphones. Great. He placed these mics all over the place. All over in the room and way up high and like in corners. And actually there are quite a few of the songs that are just acoustic guitar. To me, they sound like there's another instrument, and that swirling is just the room microphones turned up.
That's so great. I love this so much. I can't wait for people to hear the whole record. There's something transcendent about this recording that I've listened to now on trains and quiet hotel rooms and bedrooms. I don't know if you've played much of this stuff out in front of people yet, but I look forward to seeing how that works out.
Thanks. I'm really excited because Luke's going to come with me on the tour and we're going to play the record and play, like he's going to do the synth parts and stuff that are on the... Oh, yeah, that's one of the other things that's swirling in there, by the way.
Yeah.
There's some synth I actually played synth for the first time.
Cool.
And I understood I didn't really know what I was doing at all, but I understood like why people like synthesizers for the first time. They're so they can be so magical.
Yeah. My first real instrument is a synth, and it's still my main instrument. I love the magic it makes. I look forward to seeing Luke the Cat and you.
Thank you.
When you come around, and that's going to be in next year, I assume.
Early. Yeah, likewise.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Just for really listening to it, and thanks for the thoughtful questions.
Oh. My pleasure, and thanks for the thoughtful music. Mutual Admiration Society now is concluded.
Sounds good. Just text me when you got that meaning of life.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that should be soon.
Okay.
All right. Be well. Adrian Lenker, the new album is called Abyss Kiss. It comes out October 5th on Saddle Creek. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered. The waves are sending this.